Actor Timothy Oliphant starred as stoic sheriff Seth Bullock in the HBO Western series Deadwood. Starting tonight on the FX cable network, he's back playing another man with a badge, this time in Justified, a modern-day Western based on Elmer Leonard stories. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The odds against Timothy Oliphant finding another TV role, even close to matching the quirkiness and intensity of Deadwood, were pretty high. After all, David Milch's Deadwood was a weird Western mixture of Shakespeare and Rocky Raccoon. It was one of the best TV shows of the past decade, with literally dozens of fabulous characters and actors. And Oliphant's reluctant sheriff, a quiet man with a very short fuse, was one of its biggest standouts. Yet here the actor comes again, in the new FX series Justified, intentionally and successfully flirting with his own TV past. His new character, Raylan Givens, is a present-day U.S. Marshal, but he's Wild Wild West all the way. He's a fast draw and an expert shot. He wears a Stetson, maybe the first TV cop since Dennis Weaver's McCloud to get away with that. And after outdrawing and killing one bad guy, Raylan is transferred from the sunny skies of Miami, home of Burn Notice and Miami Vice, to his former home in the backwoods of Kentucky. From gold mines to coal mines. In both cases, the territory is filled with delightful oddballs. Justified isn't quite in the league of Deadwood. Very little is. But it pulls off that same tricky balancing act of mixing tense drama and low-key comedy, often in the same scene. No wonder. Justified is based on stories by Elmore Leonard, who also inspired the movies Get Shorty and Out of Sight, and, on TV, such snappy, short-lived series as Karen Sisko and Maximum Bob. Every TV lawman who's as much of a loose cannon as Raylan has a boss whose job is to try to rein him in. Usually, they're written and played as either hypertense shouters or anguished mumblers. But Nick Searcy, as Raylan's old friend and new captain, has a different approach. Sarcasm. Here he is in episode 2, confronting Raylan about yet another shooting that, to borrow from the show's title, Raylan claims is justified.
Raylan, just a second. Shut that door. I got a call this morning from AUSA David Vasquez. Wants to talk to you about your shooting Boyd Crowder.
What's there to talk about? He pulled first, there was a witness.
But you see, 10 days ago you shot a man in Miami.
Put it like this.
If you was in the first grade and you bit somebody every week, they'd start to think of you as a biter. He also wants Ava to come up to Lexington to talk about it.
Fine with me.
Which part? Part about her talking to Vasquez or the part about her coming up to Lexington? Raylan, you can't sleep with her.
I know.
Raylan.
I won't.
You starting to regret me coming here?
Not yet.
I don't think he'll regret it for a long, long time. 8 years ago, the FX network made its reputation with The Shield, and one of that show's key players, Walton Goggins, is featured in Justified, too. In The Shield, he played Shane. Here, he plays an old friend of Raylan's who has wound up on the other side of the law, but who, like Raylan, hasn't lost any of his swagger or his sense of humor. They're lots of fun to watch. And, in no small part because of them, so is Justified.
David Bianculli writes TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film at Rowan University. His new book is Dangerously Funny, The Uncensored Story of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour.